Welcome to Chess Times, a Chess Gaja podcast. Your quick 10-minute dose of chess news, tournament highlights, and stories from the chess world, brought to you by Chess Gaja Academy. Whether you're a pro or a beginner, let's make your next move your best move. Let's dive in.
To have you with us today. We've got a packed episode lined up for you with updates from the world of chess, and we'll also be honoring a legend who's sadly passed away.
That's right. Today we'll be covering a variety of exciting chess events and some heartfelt news. We'll also have a moment of silence to honor a chess master who's no longer with us, so we encourage you to take that pause with us when the time comes.
But don't worry, we'll also keep things light with some exciting updates. As always, we hope you're continuing to enjoy the latest happenings brought to you by Chess Gaja Academy. Now, without further delay, let's dive into the first topic of the day.
First up, we have some sad news. The chess world is mourning the loss of one of its greatest legends, Boris Spassky. The Russian grandmaster, who was best known for his historic 1972 World Championship match against Bobby Fischer, passed away at the age of 88.
Spassky was a true icon of the game. He wasn't just a world champion. His style, charisma, and contributions to chess will remain unparalleled. His legacy is one that will continue to inspire generations of chess players. Let's take a moment of silence to honor him.
Next up, let's talk about the FIDE World Junior Chess Championship. It's officially underway in Montenegro in 2025, and it's proving to be a fantastic event for the future of chess. With over 230 players from 44 different countries, we're seeing the next generation of chess masters fighting for a spot at the top.
I love this event because it really brings out some of the brightest young talent in the world. It's exciting to think that we might be seeing the future elite of the chess world right here in action.
Let's shift gears and take a look at the FIDE ratings. The recent Tata Steel tournament in Vyk an Zee has shaken up the world standings. While the top nations remain USA, India, China, and Russia, Germany is also making some waves with young talents like Vincent Kiemer.
That's right. Magnus Carlsen is still holding strong at the top of the rankings. However, Fabiano Caruana took a slight dip, falling 20 points and dropping from second to fourth place. It's a bit of a shakeup, but the top spot remains fiercely competitive.
And it's worth noting that only Carlsen and Nakamura are still holding onto ratings in the 2800s. The competition is definitely heating up.
Well, that's all for today's episode of the Chess Gaja podcast. We hope you enjoyed the updates and took a moment to reflect with us on the passing of Boris Spassky.
Thanks so much for tuning in. Be sure to check out all the latest happenings with Chess Gaja, and we'll catch you next time with more updates and insights.
Thanks for listening to Chess Times. If you enjoyed this episode, don't forget to subscribe and share it with fellow chess lovers. Until next time, keep playing and keep improving. See you soon.